Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friend, Cody Frankel. Avery Zaretsky took the option today. He's not showing up for this episode. So,
To the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I don't know. He got sent to the Wolfpack, got sent down. He's a black ace.
Conditioning.
Black ace for this episode. I think just before we even say anything, Cody, we got to talk about the Moynihan Food Hall meetup. It was awesome. We weren't really sure what the turnout would be. But, it was great to meet a lot of you that came, and we actually had never heard of Moynihan before this. So it was cool to be there and check that place out for the first time. It's a beautiful spot. I mean, to hang out before the game, good food, tons of booze. What do you say?
I was going to say, we poured one out for at least the 20 of you that probably got lost trying to find it and just called it quits. Cause there had to be at least 15 people who just like were looking around and were like, fuck this.
Yeah. We thought there'd be a sign that would like tell people where to go. There wasn't. That's probably on us. But it was a great turnout, and it was great hanging out with all you guys. And just thank you for showing up, because it was a lot of fun to get together and hang out before the game. And before we do go into the game, because that was a whole doozy in itself, but I want to say we have Rebecca Russo coming on to do fan questions with us today. She's awesome. She played college hockey at BU, played 5 years for the Riveters in the NWHL and PHF, and she now works with Top Line Hockey and the Junior Rangers. So she's very in tune with the Rangers, very in tune with hockey, and hell of a personality. So we're happy to have her on for fan questions. But Cody, let's talk about the game. You had a viewing party, or not a viewing party, but you hung out at Brady's for the game with your boys. What was that atmosphere like? Just your overall vibe for the game.
Brady's was fun, but like they don't put on the volume, and it really pissed me off. And they put on the volume in the third period, and dude, they put it on low, and then midway, with 3 minutes left in the second period, because of the storm outside, it shut off the fucking TVs and everybody went nuts. Yeah. Luckily I had YouTube TV, so I just whipped it up on my phone.
What, do you ever crowd around you watching on the phone?
Dude, people were crowding around me. No, really? Until the end of the period. And then at the end of the period, they figured it out, and it was just like, I don't know. It was fine. I wouldn't do it again. No offense, Brady's, but, I need somewhere that plays the audio. Like, how are you not going to blast the audio? And they put it on like, in the third, it sounded like you could hear a mouse over it. I was like, raise it up. But I mean, it was packed. It was a good time. I was with about 12 people. It was a good time. I'm more excited for tonight because I'm going to the game. Mm-hmm. So hope we kick some fucking ass.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying that we might have jinxed it, because the title for our last episode was Can't Win in Five If You Sweep. So
you jinxed it. Just so you guys know, Johnny like thinks he's clever sometimes. So he posts the titles without letting me know. So
I've never asked you once, and you've never given me an idea once. So
that's a lie. That's a lie. I've given you an idea.
Maybe two, maybe once or twice.
I'd say like five times.
No shot.
Yeah, I'd say five times.
All right. Well, so give me the title for this episode. Hot shot.
I'm an idiot, and I'm sorry.
We could do that. But I don't really love that one.
How about
working title?
Okay. Let me think about it. What? Can't split at home if you don't lose one.
Honestly, that's actually not bad.
How about, can somebody punch Timo?
Yeah, let's just talk about that, man. That guy was all over the ice the entire game.
I told you this game one, dude. I told you from game one, he's the pest. He's the fucking pest. Game one, after we recorded, I was like, this guy's going to be the fucking bully of the series, because none of the other Devils players are physical guys. Dougie's kind of physical, but like, I mean, it's really just Timo. So he's really trying to spark his team up, and he's doing a pretty good job of it. I mean, they were pretty, you know, I personally think we outplayed them yesterday up until OT. I think they dominated us in OT, but I think the first, like in regulation, I mean, if you want to give them the second period, fine, but I would say it was like as even as it gets of a game, and we went 0-for-5 on the power play, and that's why we lost. Like that's it.
I mean, I thought the first and third were pretty even. I thought we were the better team in the second. And then overtime, I thought we were better in overtime.
Oh, my God. No, dude. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Dude. From a fucking watching the TV, dude, we got – dude, our players looked exhausted in OT. Like, dude, no. I completely disagree. Honestly, I completely disagree. I think we got just like manhandled in OT. And I don't even think they played well in OT. I think they were just cycling like neutral zone, whatever. And then they finally got a chance and Dougie buried that top shelf. But like, I mean, dude, we were like so sluggish. Miko was fucking, I don't even know what he was doing. What are you raising your eyebrows for?
No, I'm just looking back at the stats. I mean, also just the giveaways were the story of the game.
Well,
the Rangers passed up so many shots.
Yeah.
They weren't careful with the puck. They threw so many blind passes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this that like, and I know we say it all the time, but dude, Panarin was trying to be way too cute yesterday.
They
Every
all were.
Single time he got the puck and he had an open shot, he had an open lane, at least three different possessions. All three times he passed. Like, dude, just shoot. Like, I'm sorry, just shoot. And I thought
it was all of them, to be honest.
I mean, Kane was doing it too, but like, at least when Kane was doing it, he was like, the passes he was making were like pretty good passes and they were setting us up. Like, Panarin's passes were, he was just like closing his eyes and fucking throwing it in front of the net and it was missing. I don't even know, man. He got me riled yesterday.
Well, there was one play. John Marino actually saved the game for the Devils. I think Patrick Kane had the puck on like the half wall and had Kreider backdoor.
Yeah.
And the puck was kind of sitting there, but Marino had Kreider's stick tied up.
Yeah.
And that obviously would have been the overtime winner. But I still think the Rangers were still the better team in the game, but
agreed.
They were also the sloppier team. Like it was a weird vibe. Like it felt like they had control. But it also felt like they weren't in control at all at the same time.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's hard to explain. It was a weird game. And the whole game gave me a weird vibe.
The Rangers have done an incredibly impressive job at neutralizing the Devils' big players. They've done a fantastic job at neutralizing all of the Devils' stars. Igor's obviously played incredible. It's a fucking shame you waste a game like that and you can't get him the win. This guy fucking Shitstain or whatever his name is, Schmidt, yeah, whatever. It's just a classic fucking tale. We do it every time we play these rookie goalies and they have the game of their lives against us. And I'm hoping it's a one-time thing and we can like get through because he's obviously going to start game four now. Like,
yeah.
So I think we just need to like get back at it, get aggressive, start bullying them around. We really didn't bully them around like we did in games one and two. And I think that was a big, big differentiator because I mean, what was there? Maybe one fight all game, like one fight in the second. I think that was it, right?
Who fought?
No, they didn't like not a straight up ring the bell, but like scrum. Yeah. It's like one scrum all game. Whereas in games one and two, I mean, I don't know if you can count the amount on two hands. There was like 15. It was crazy. So I think we just need to be aggressive again. We need to like body them and use the forecheck and just shoot the puck. Like if you see a mid chance, like Panarin had a couple mid chances, they weren't low danger. They were probably like mid, dude, just shoot it. Like you're Artemi Panarin. You're going to score.
Panarin had like at least three grade A chances. He had the breakaway early on in the first.
That's what I'm saying. They were mid or better is like,
he had a one timer, I think in the third. And then he had another chance from Patrick Kane in the slot late in the third. Also, I think on the power play.
Yeah,
but that's something to talk about too right now. Mika and Panarin both scoreless in the first three games of the series.
Yeah, Mika's a lot more evident than Panarin is because I don't think Mika's been playing that well. Like I personally think he had a bad game yesterday. I mean,
really?
he was looking incredibly sluggish in the third, looking incredibly sluggish in OT. I'm pretty sure he had over three giveaways in yesterday's game. And on top of that, like, dude, he was. And you know how Miko, when he gets set up for the one timer, you know, on power plays, you can like see him slowly creeping up with his stick. And then, dude, he like wasn't doing that. He was just like, he was like staying in front of the net and then like slowly backing up. Like it just, I don't know. It was weird, but it wasn't like he wasn't trying to get open for a one timer. And I don't really understand it.
No, he had some good chances though on the bumper spot on the power play. He had two pretty good one timers, I thought, but Schmid made good saves on those. Mika and Kane actually led the team with four shots on goal each. Mika had one giveaway. The giveaway leaders were Trocheck and Kreider. They both had three.
It's not good. I mean, Kreider's exempt because he's exempt.
He's just exempt. Unstoppable.
He had our only goal too, so he's exempt.
Yeah.
But you can't expect to win games when you're not scoring the power play. If you're getting two power plays and you don't score, fine. Five power plays and you're not going to score a goal? Are you kidding me? So they need to figure that out. Devils don't fucking impress me. I don't think anything about their game so far. I've been like, wow, this team's going to be crazy hard to beat. They're just, we let them stay around with us. And what happens when you let a team stay around for 70 plus minutes is eventually they're going to score. If you're not doing it, they're going to do it. That's how it works. So, you know, we let them hang in that game and then we let them beat us. I mean, you know, we had the chances. So I think it's very important. If we score, we score again. It's very important in this series. Like if we score tomorrow to, well, tonight, I guess when this episode's coming out, like we better score again and do not let up on their throats. Cause if you let up on their throats, you're going to leave them in the game and you know, they can come back, you know, they have talent, you know, they're a really good team. So just don't be afraid and keep pushing on the gas.
Are you concerned? Cause I'm not concerned at all.
I'm not concerned at all. If they win Monday night, it's not like the series is over, but then I will be a little nervous because you.
What do you mean? If they lose, you mean?
That's. Oh yeah, I apologize. Yeah, if they lose Monday night, then I will be a little nervous because it's like you had them, and it's like, okay, is this a fucking Tampa situation where you just let it up again? But it's Tampa. They ran out of gas. They're full tank here. Their gas is full. So it's like there's no excuses to just not bury this team on Monday night, and if you bury them Monday, you fucking finish them Thursday.
Yeah, and I think also a big thing too about the game, which was weirder, because there wasn't necessarily a ton happening. I mean, there was scoring chances, there was some physicality, but
yeah,
the fans were kind of out of the game. It was a weird crowd. It didn't feel that electric as the game went on. Like the beginning and the first 10 minutes were you know, very, very loud in the building.
Yeah.
But as the game went, you know, Kreider scored and the Rangers had a couple power play chances and the building was alive again. But there was like, you know, 7 to 10 minute stretches where the Garden was kind of quiet, I thought.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you don't know. You didn't have the sound on, but.
That's true. yeah, man, we got to win game four. Like we have to win game four, take a commanding 3-1 lead, and then you finish them. But if you let them back in this series 2-2, there's a good fucking chance this series is going seven. And we've said it more than anybody else. Anything can happen in a game seven. So we do not want to get there. Don't even take the chance. Beat them in game four and fucking bury them in game five. Send them home. Send them crying back to New Jersey. Well, they'll be in New Jersey when we beat them. Celebrate on their own ice. And let's fucking move on. That's it.
I think the one positive to look at, too, and which the reason why I'm not nervous, is Igor Shesterkin. I mean, he's got a .950 save percentage and a 1.26 goals against average. The Devils have scored 1 5-on-5 goal in the entire series.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it happened to be the Dougie Hamilton overtime goal. But, you know, I think that's something to feel comfortable with. Like, the Rangers' offense is going to come. You know, they scored 10 goals in the first two games combined. Obviously, you know, they're due for a stinker in the playoffs. It happens. You know, I think it's tough to go through every series and win 16 straight games to win the Stanley Cup. So, you know, these games are going to happen. But the fact that Igor still looks very good and locked in, I mean, listen, you can't blame Igor for the Dougie Hamilton shot. You can't really blame him for the Jack Hughes shot. Like, you know, Dougie Hamilton creeps in wide open within 5 feet of the net. You know, like, what are you going to say about the goalie there? You know?
Yeah.
And then Jack Hughes, obviously, there. I think there was a pretty good screen in front. He lets one rip. And yeah, man, I think Igor is still at the top of his game, and you know, I'm almost positive he's going to come out again in game four and essentially steal that game.
Dude, I hope so. I hope so. But honestly, I think the Rangers are going to be fucking pissed. I think we're going to womp them. I think it's going to be 4-1, and I think we're going to womp them. I think we're going to be mad. We're going to score a couple goals in the first, and like, play hardcore defense and hold that lead. It's just my vibe. I feel pretty good about game four.
Me too. And we'll save the predictions for the fan questions. Do you have anything else before we send it over to Rebecca Russo?
No, let's do it.
All right. Hope you guys enjoy this with Rebecca. Today on the Blue Crew, we are very happy to welcome on a new friend of ours. She played college hockey at Boston University, 5 years a pro for the Riveters in the NWHL and PHF. She works with Top Line Hockey and the Junior Rangers. She represented USA, and she has probably 100 fucking things more on her resume that I won't get to right now. But welcome to the show, Rebecca Russo. Rebecca, what's going on? Or I guess you're probably Roos, right? Like, that's your nickname, I imagine.
Russo. I don't go by Rebecca.
Can I call you Rooster?
Nope, never had that one.
All right.
Really?
Now you have.
Cody's really bad at giving nicknames, so he'll just probably throw out like five more as we go through the show.
You're trying to throw chirps, but you said she does 100 things, but you do like 600 things. So,
are you?
Wait,
that sounds like a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, rough start. But first of all, happy belated birthday. How'd you celebrate? Are you hungover? What'd you do for the game last night?
I went out to dinner with family and friends, and then made the executive decision to come back and watch the Ranger game.
Mm-hmm. Responsible. But
wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So we just talked about our vibes from the game in the intro to this episode. Okay. We don't want to say anything to you. Like, clean slate, what was your vibe for game three?
My vibe, I mean, I thought we were a little too cute. We didn't win, obviously, but I feel like that's because of a lot of obvious different reasons. Like, we had the chances to score goals, and we just didn't score goals. And I don't even think that was connection to the Devils changing their goaltender. Mm-hmm. I just think we tried to be too passy and too cute, and we didn't score, and we didn't win the game. So,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate your analysis, Gerard Gallant, but
Rebecca, I didn't like it. Wasn't good.
Yeah,
no, definitely.
But why don't you tell people like about yourself? You know, pro college hockey.
Who's your elevator pitch?
Give us a little. You know, some people who don't know about you, tell them about Rebecca.
So obviously, probably many of these followers probably have no idea that. Probably no idea women play hockey, but hey, how are you? We do, and we're really good.
Uh-huh.
So I was in the NWHL, now formerly called the PHF, Premier Hockey Federation. Played there for 5 seasons. It's a new league, and, you know, I'm trying to grow the game. And, you know, in college, I thought that was it. Played 4 years of college hockey at BU. Didn't win a natty, but I won some hockey's championships, which was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Any bean pots?
Pardon?
Any bean pots?
No, 0 bean pots.
Mm.
I know.
So nothing really matters.
Johnny.
Exactly. No, it was a good job. Amazing college career. I had a blast at BU and then played pro. And now that I'm retired, putting the quotations there, I'm now working at a company called Topline.
Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable hockey program. We train kids all in the metro area. We opened a new training facility in Queens here, and we train unreal kids like Mid Fairfield kids, Avalanche, anyone in Manhattan. We're a huge company and we're crushing it. It was started by Justin Selman and Connor Lean. They played at Michigan and Maine, and so many other great, you know, people on our staff. Boo Nieves and Bo Stare played Cornell, Michigan. So we're a sick company, and I'm still growing the game that way. Whether I'm teaching male or female, I'm spreading awareness and I'm teaching all these kids, and it's an amazing thing to do. You know, I was sad not playing anymore, but here I am teaching, and I love this side of the game. And my connection with the Rangers, I work for the Junior Rangers program, growing that side of the girls game and doing all that, putting, you know, what I know, what my knowledge is to these girls and these guys. So it's really fun. I'm enjoying this side of the game. Didn't think I would, but I love it even more than playing, to be honest. And it's fun to teach these kids the knowledge and talent that I know and have. So it's fun.
That's awesome. I mean, that's all great stuff. And so obviously,
well, can I say something quick?
I suppose.
Well, are you going to transition to something else, or cause I want to talk about this quickly.
Just go.
Well, Justin Selman's a good friend of mine. So I did a lot of stuff with Topline for a bit, a couple years ago, but I think it's not only awesome what you guys are doing, but you guys are doing something different. Whereas like, you're creating somewhat of content for the kids, which is like what all kids want right now. They want to be the flashy superstars, which is what the older heads in hockey kind of hate, but it's just becoming the new wave of, you know, what being an athlete is. And, you know, it's funny, like Selman, you know, him and I have a good rapport. Obviously I've known him for quite a bit, and I'm waiting for a Top Line Hockey podcast or something. You guys got to do
podcast stuff. We're in. Yeah.
We'll have to collab in that sense. But Cody, back to you. Sorry.
Johnny Job 601.
Johnny Job.
But since Johnny took my exact question, I was going to say
exact. Yeah, that was your exact question. Okay.
your life has obviously revolved around hockey. Have you thought about anything else maybe down the line? It could be in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years outside of hockey.
I mean, being a professional women's hockey player, we couldn't just do that. So I've had a job in fashion since coming out of college.
Oh, very nice.
Because our salaries weren't big at all. It's probably like 1 month's rent in New York City, not even our salaries. So we had to have those full-time jobs. So it was a 9-to-5 job. And then you went and skated 2 times a week at like 8:30 at night, practice. And then Buster flew to wherever in the league, got back late Sunday, had to go to work on Monday morning, 9 a.m. So
the grind.
Now we're getting there. You know, it's a progress. It's 4 teams now. It's, I think, 7 or 8 teams. And salaries are getting there. I think average salary this season, I didn't play, it was like 35,000. Mm-hmm. So like we're getting there, but we just need the support and the love. And I know people often say like, but you're not men, you're not in the NHL. You don't make enough revenue to even get those salaries. And it's like, I'm not asking for a Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby salary. I don't deserve that. A, B, I know we don't have enough revenue for that. Mm. Give me a livable salary. Give me the opportunities just like the men. You know, the
Libor Hájek salary.
Pardon?
A Libor Hájek salary.
Yeah. Like, give me, you know, if I'm going to be on the New York Metropolitan team, I'm going to need to be making a lot of money to live around here.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so we're on and upwards there. And my job now is just to continue to promote the game. You know, for the Rangers, it was girls try hockey for free a couple months ago, and over 300 girls signed up and came and they skated, they tried on hockey equipment. The Rangers have an unbelievable program there. So it's just spreading awareness and saying, hi, we play too. Turn the TV on. We're on ESPN Plus and watch the game. Like, you'll be super impressed. It's, you know, we're quick, we're fast. We don't hit like the men in the NHL, but like, it's a skillful game. It's a different game. It's very fun to watch, honestly. So we're getting there.
Yeah. My,
you know, that's my.
So my wait. I want to touch on the fashion for a second. So do you still do that?
Yeah.
Like even with top line?
Yep. So I work my 9-to-5 and then I do top line stuff after work, before work, 6 a.m. skates. Like the amount of kids that come to a 6 a.m. skate before school, I'm like,
yeah.
But that's what separates the, you know, the good.
I don't know. I never did it.
Those kids are going to get there. I did 6 a.m. skates, but these kids are so determined. So it's fun to teach determined kids that want to be good.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
I never did 6 a.m. skates. I was like, fuck that. I was so not a morning person. It was not for me. I'd rather do the midnight skate over the 6 a.m. skate for sure. Like, I'm a night owl. I'm not an early morning riser at all.
No, I do 6 a.m. any day of the week.
Same. I'm with you.
But let's rewind a little bit. Just talk about, you know, getting into the Rangers and how you became a Ranger fan. Because I saw you grew up in Connecticut, right? So I would imagine, you know, that's obviously a big part of it because there's not a team in Connecticut.
Yeah. So obviously my dad is.
What? No, it wasn't a dig at all. That wasn't a dig
by you, Johnny.
Wasn't a dig at all.
No, not at all. I didn't think that was a dig.
Most people in Connecticut are either like a Bruins fan or a Ranger fan.
Yeah. But like, I obviously am on the good side. I'm not.
Yeah. Facts.
I had my BU like. Battled the Red Sox fans, battled the Bruins fans.
Me too. They're
countless. You know, kudos to them. But my dad, I grew up a Ranger fan. I'm a New York sports fan. The good side of the New York sports fans. Not the Mets and the Islanders.
Not the Jims.
No, thank you. And I've just always, you know, like you said, I've been in hockey since I was 3 years old. Grew up in Connecticut. Good family friends with the Messiers. So I've just always been involved, you know?
Maybe she knew the guy we met yesterday, Johnny, who lived next to Messier.
I don't remember
at the Ranger game. The guy from the store.
Who drink over there.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Okay. Some guy like walked into the MSG store and just chirped Cody like about Zibanejad or something. That guy?
Yeah, him. He said he grew up next to Mark Messier and was like, we were best friends.
Oh, I missed that. I missed that part.
That's sad.
Sorry, before we rudely interrupt you, continue, Rebecca.
No, I've just always been involved and I go to a lot of Ranger games and now living in Manhattan and the Garment District is 4 blocks from MSG. So it's pretty clutch. Mm-hmm. And I love going to games. Like there's nothing better.
Favorite Ranger growing up, favorite Ranger now.
Oof.
And then after this, we should probably get into fan questions. So we have a lot.
I'm a big Sean Avery fan.
Same.
Like favorite
friend of the pod.
Or number 16. I was a big number 16. I love Sean Avery. Love that guy. Mm-hmm. Favorite guy now, I mean, oh, it's a hard one. But I love Panarin. Love Zibanejad. I would have to say Panarin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cody, we're aligned.
Hell of a player.
We're aligned. Also, wait, favorite Rangers moment of all time as a fan?
when Marty St. Louis scored.
Done.
Yep.
Were you there?
You're one of us. You're one
there.
Of us.
I was there.
It was so sick.
That game was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into fan questions, and we're gonna put you on the hot seat. You're gonna start all these.
I love it.
And then we'll give our answers. Okay. Is that cool, Cody?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one we got from Chio Fallow. Is it worry time yet? I know it's one game, but Schmid looks solid.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Game one, we pulled it out. We didn't even play anywhere close to game two. We're up 2-1. We're fine. And we have tomorrow. So we have to win tomorrow to, like, actually be pretty positive going into the rest of the series, I think.
Do you think the Agreed. Devils win Monday, the Rangers are fucked, or no?
If they win, it's 2-2. It's not like they're up 3-1, 3-0. Mm. I mean, it's a tied series, but I think yesterday's game will knock some sense into these guys.
Mm-hmm. Cody?
Yeah, no, I that's what I said before the, you know, before we had Rebecca on. I completely agree. I think tomorrow's a must win. I don't think if they lose the game, they're going to necessarily lose the series. But I think if they lose the game, there's a good chance it's probably going seven, and we know what can happen in game seven. So.
For sure.
I just thought of our title for the episode today. It's not game four isn't a must win. It's a can't lose.
All right. Thank you. Next.
that could be so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the middle of a working title right now. We were talking about it in the intro. All right. Let's go into the next one from Perry Kunavelis. What game does Zibanejad wake up? Last year it was game six and he never stopped after. I don't think he's played that bad. He just hasn't scored.
Played fucking terrible. You're wrong.
He had four shots on goal last night and had pretty good chances in the slot and the bumper position and power play.
Disagree.
I don't know. I think I honestly thought he was going to score the OT winner last night.
Same.
But
we both tweeted it, Cody, in the third period. Like, we're feeling Mika.
Honestly, I think more importantly, everyone around him is playing really well.
Yeah.
And like last year, Panarin was useless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has a lot of
16 points in 20 games.
Huh? No, I'm saying in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs.
No, that's what I'm saying. He had 16 points in 20 games. Everyone's giving him such a fucking hard time.
I know, but like, I mean,
it was 16 soft points.
Points doesn't necessarily mean good hockey. You get points. He's a, you know, but I think maybe tomorrow he wakes up, but other people are scoring. Chris Kreider's scoring like
a lot.
Tarasenko is like unreal. Kane is coming out. I love it. But maybe tomorrow he'll say, oh, I want to play hockey today.
Do you think Mika gets put back into that into his office there in the left circle, the power play?
No, because it's a good power play.
Mm-hmm.
Solid power play. I don't think he should be moved back there.
I agree. I mean, he had some good looks, and Panarin looked really good in the half wall too.
I do think Panarin needs to like shift his eyes to the net instead of Patrick Kane, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hate Mika on the bumper. I really fucking
you do.
Hate him on the bumper. I hate it, dude.
There's
I hate
a rip,
it.
Though
he has the best. He is the best one-timer in the league or top three. Like,
yeah,
I just nope.
I mean, I don't disagree, but like it made sense.
You can't take both sides. You just
No.
This is what Johnny does.
It made sense to keep him there in game three. The power play was like 4-for-10 in the first two games. Now three, fucking change it up.
Yeah.
All right. M.Crank10. Has Timo Meier become public enemy number one? Always liked him, but been a bit scummy.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think Hall is more of a
really?
Yeah.
Who?
Hall?
You think Eric Hall has been more of a villain in this series than Timo Meier?
Yes.
Hall was kind of hard on game two.
Game two?
Nuts. Timo Meier was trying to fight everybody.
Meier was crazy last night.
Started like 19 fights in game two.
Listen, you gotta, you know, create some buzz somewhere, you know.
All right, we'll call him public enemy 1A and 1B.
All right, we'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, same guy, M.Crank10. Do we need one of our big boys to drop the mitts? Devils have been chippy, to say the least. I don't think they've been that chippy, to be honest.
No. Unless it's like something like, I don't think there's been crazy hits like in like the Toronto series. That's been like nuts. Mm-hmm. Or I can't believe Matthews fought, to be honest. But
that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was sick. But I don't think like unless something crazy happens tomorrow, like a cheap hit or something. Honestly, I think that's where you miss. Like, I don't know. I don't think that nothing should happen.
Revo?
What?
When you say Revo?
Yeah, that's where you miss him.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to just like jump into their bench and start ripping haymakers. Like the first dude, that was crazy.
Was that Natchez? Who was that for Carolina?
Natchez.
That was insane. How is that not called?
I don't know. He got away with it. But
also,
we would get a fucking 5-minute major and an ejection for that.
Well, Cody, we didn't even talk about it in the intro. What did you guys think of Foxy with that like late hit on Heischer after the whistle, and then Heischer like literally strangling him? Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that.
I had to send you that clip.
When was that?
It was, I think, second period.
Yeah, wasn't it towards the end?
I think so. I'll
send that's when the fucking right the storm knocked out the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
You missed it?
Yeah, I missed the last 4 minutes of period two.
Rebecca, I'm texting you guys both the link right now, so you can just watch it quick.
I think the stupid call was when Igor like hit the guy in the crease. How is that?
Oh yeah,
he punched him in the back of the head like three times. That was obviously on Igor.
Do you guys see what I'm saying? Like get out of the crease.
He was
pushed in though. I'm not taking the bias on that one, but this clip I just sent you guys is ridiculous. He sure literally strangled Foxy.
Oh yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's so dumb.
Damn.
Nothing called. All right, let's go on to the next one. Sirico 19. Opinion on a low-scoring game. I think it's just a battle of two great teams. Others are freaking out. I don't really know what to say about that one. I thought both teams had some good chances, and the goalies just played really well.
Well, we're not like the Edmonton Oilers where we don't, you know, we actually have a goalie, and those games aren't like last year, like Colorado Oilers, like those games were like 6-7 goals per side. Like we actually have good goaltenders. I don't think these games are going to be anything crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But shockingly, Tampa has a good goaltender too, and they can't stop letting in goals. So
that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
The whole first round's been kind of fucked up. Like look at Dallas and Minnesota too. Jake Ottinger is one of the best goalies all year, and he's struggled.
Oh, you, baby.
Oh, and Florida just scored 2-1.
Hell yeah, dude. I need the Bruins to either lose in 7 or lose altogether, but I want Florida to wear them the hell down.
All right, let's go to the next one. Pat Bone 4. Was Schmid that good, or was our offense just that bad?
I think he played pretty good.
Yeah, he played fine.
I think he played pretty solid for a guy coming in, like, you know, I don't know.
At MSG.
Yeah.
I just think, like, we had the chances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just missed him. missed them all.
I think he was fine. I don't think he was that good.
Tweet? Wow, Mead, I salute your performance.
I said kudos to Schmid.
I'm pretty sure you tweeted that.
I said kudos to Schmid, but I still think the Rangers' offense was that bad, and it wasn't really Schmid that stole the game.
The chances were there. The shots just weren't being shot.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of rebounds, a lot of second opportunities, and they just couldn't find a way to put it home. Like, Panarin Nico missed the breakaway.
A lot of chances. Like, Barry won.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what a good chance, too? Nico Mikkola had a good, like, wraparound opportunity.
I think he fumble-fucked it.
We need more out of the kid line, man. They're not doing shit.
Capo's, I think, playing, one like, his best. Like, I love his hockey
right now. Mm-hmm. Who's?
Kako.
Yeah, he's been playing.
Unreal. Cool.
He was my X-Factor.
And the tooth missing, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
No points for Laffy yet, though.
The other two need to step it up.
I know.
I thought Hedo played really good last night. I thought he was pretty good. I would have gone nuts if Lafreniere scored in overtime.
Yeah, too bad he couldn't because he's fucking slow as hell.
All right. Sammy Hockey 36. Why do the Rangers keep forcing the extra pass and being too cute with the puck? That's just...
Oh. Thank you. See, that guy agrees with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Story of our lives.
Are you Sammy Hockey 36?
You chirped me when I said they were too
cute. I didn't chirp you.
He did. Cody chirped me like, oh, didn't know you were the coach.
No, you know why? No, you don't know why. You know why I chirped you? Because that's the exact words Gallant said in his presser last night.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm a hockey player and I said too cute.
Also, we just chirp anyone that comes on here, so don't take it personally.
I like it.
Yeah.
We actually chirped Sean Avery, but that
we
was
did. He got no Johnny
oh,
tried
Gomer.
To Johnny tried to chirp Scotty Gomez, and Scotty Gomez fucking destroyed him. It was
me to shreds.
He destroyed Johnny was afraid to say anything the rest of the podcast.
My face has never been so red in my life.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Oh, it's Anthony Gavrinale again. He's getting selfish with the questions. 0-5 on the power play. We deserve to lose that game, right? Sorry for missing the meet and greet, by the way. 0-5 in the power play. Do not deserve to win.
Can't
win. In my opinion.
Can't win.
If you don't score on the power play, you're not going to win games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's facts. It's literally facts. Like if they had 2 penalties, fine. 5 penalties and you're not going to score, like you deserve to lose.
Yeah.
But it's not the Devils' power play was any better. I mean, they scored 1 goal, but like
that's not our problem though. That's not our problem.
We can only worry
about us scoring on the power play and killing their power plays.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, so Rebecca, do you know who John Sandoz is? Any chance?
No. Familiar, but maybe not.
Long Island guy. He's involved with the reffing. He refs college hockey too, and he like works with NHL officials. Mm-hmm. But I was at Tiernanog. Is that how you say that bar, by the way? Tiernanog outside MSG. Sure. It's like I think it's like German or Irish or whatever. But we had some like heated debates about NHL rules, and I want to ask you guys what you think of this. Do you think a shorthanded goal should finish the power play in total? Like, if you allow a shorthanded goal, should your power play just be over?
Oh no!
I kind of like that rule.
If the Rangers were down 4-5 and they scored a shorty,
the power play would be over. Yeah, just like how a power play ends, and you score a goal on the power play.
No, I don't think
like a goal just should diminish the 2 minutes.
I mean, no. I don't think so, because if you're the other team, you're gonna be so fucking pissed. Like you're gonna be
no, but that's the point. I kind of like that rule. I thought it was.
I never like thought of it, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, well, no. What about this one, Cody? I think we talked about this on here before, but if you have a power play at the end of a period, should the following opening faceoff start in the offensive zone as opposed to center ice?
I've thought about that so many times, and I think it should.
Agreed. Uh-huh.
Because. You could like take a really shitty penalty at the end of the period on purpose. And like, honestly, when the puck's dropped, when you come back out, like I think the power play at the end of a period means not like it's not going to get you.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think the faceoff should be in the offensive zone. I can see that happening too. It's not like a ridiculous rule change.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right. Back to the questions. We got Tommy Bavaro, 1999. What would be the Rangers' best power play structure for the rest of the series?
I don't think it should change. I just think we need to shoot the puck instead of passing it for a minute and 55 seconds and leaving it for 5 seconds to like actually score a goal. We shoot the puck, we score goals on our power play. So
thanks. Are you opposed to putting Tarasenko on PP1 instead of Patrick Kane?
No.
I think Kane's ability and his vision and the way he sets it up and the way he can like maneuver the puck, I think you have crazy. To like, run the power play on power play one.
He's so smooth with it. It's crazy.
Yeah. The three of them like cycling the top of the zone is so fun to watch. Like Foxy, Panarin, and Kane. Like it's literally art. It's awesome. Yeah. All right. Let's go into this one from our boy Cody, NYRocky93. Are you guys surprised by any of the series so far? The whole thing's been a surprise to me.
I would say Kings Oilers has got me pretty shook.
Oh! I thought he meant this series specifically, but I guess the entire NHL. Duh. Okay.
I think that's what he said, right?
No, that's definitely what he meant. Yeah, that's what he meant.
I think the Maple Leafs is crazy. You get blown out game one.
It was the same thing last year, though.
This is true, but like that, you thought that was going to be like four games and out, but now it's like the Maple Leafs.
You thought after the Maple Leafs game one? Oh, like just sweep Tampa?
Yeah.
No way.
No, Tampa to sweep them after game one.
They're leading
the series, which is nuts.
Come on, you can't think the Leafs were going to get swept.
After game one, that was definitely like cards on the table for sure.
And you said, Cody, you said Edmonton, LA?
Yeah.
In what sense?
The fact that LA is winning 2-1.
I know you're not up at fucking 10:30 watching that game.
There's no way.
Excuse me, ladies and ladies. First and foremost, I did watch one of
you're
the
not
games.
Getting this past me, buddy.
You're definitely watching the first
Johnny,
and you're like, oh,
Johnny, you,
this is horrid.
Johnny, you literally said Edmonton was going to sweep the Kings. Your prediction was 4-0.
I said
Edmonton in seven.
I said six, and I said
you
the Bruins
said four.
The Panthers.
You said four. I'll run it back. You said four.
Run it back.
I'll pull the tweet up.
Yeah, do it. Do it. You won't.
I'm going to find it. But I would say for me, it's Dallas, Minnesota. Minnesota's been so much better than I expected.
But their offense is great. Like, their offense has always been great.
No, but I thought Dallas was arguably one of the deeper teams in the NHL. I actually thought Dallas was going to make the conference finals to play Edmonton. Wait, I got to find this tweet.
You thought wrong, but I still love you.
You see what I have. I hope this comes up. Yeah, I have Edmonton 6. I have a tweet right here.
I don't believe it.
Do you want me to send it to you?
Probably liked it.
What'd you say?
He probably liked it.
I liked it? My own.
Just let him think it, Rebecca.
Yeah,
just,
whatever. All right. You know. Okay. This is a good one. Jason from 1989. Very weird Instagram. Sorry for saying that. But honest assessment of Vinny Trocheck so far in this series.
I think he can do better, but I definitely think we have the better out of like him versus Strome.
Yeah.
I think we have that much better, but I think he needs to put up some points to help us win some games. Mm-hmm.
He's been somewhat of a pest though. And he's also had some really good like takeaways. Something I've noticed a little bit, just, you know, on the back check, you know, kind of forcing turnovers for the Devils, especially in game one and game two. The Devils obviously were a little bit better last night in game three, but I don't know. Trocheck's kind of a weird player to figure out because he has a lot of skill, but you don't necessarily see it on display all the time. You know, he's had a couple plays this season when he like went through the legs, like, you know, he's had a couple snipes here and there, but I don't know. Playoffs is different.
Buddy, this guy had 64 points in the regular season. He needs to have some fucking points.
Yeah.
I don't make excuses. He needs to.
I just look at the positives.
No.
I'm a positive guy. He needs to
have some production. This guy had 64 points. We gave him a big contract. Score some fucking goals, my guy. Thank you.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Next one. Nicholas Branca. Did it seem like there was nervous energy from the MSG crowd? Wait, did I read that wrong?
I wouldn't know.
Say again. Did it seem like there was nervous energy at MSG?
They wouldn't put the volume on at the bar.
Let me say it again. Did it seem like there was nervous energy at MSG from the guys and the crowd? That was the question.
No. That's a dumb question. I'm sorry.
Really? No, I thought, honestly, I said like the first 10 minutes the building was buzzing and then it kind of like died down and then Kreider scored and it got alive again. But like the energy in the building was definitely like a little off.
The whole game was mute to me, honestly.
Even Aaron Judge didn't get that big of an ovation. Because he didn't chug a beer.
He's hitting more home runs and then he'll get a bigger ovation.
Yeah. Is he sucking this year? I don't know baseball.
No, he's rocking this year. He's hitting like 360.
Yeah, no, he's got to hit like more. He's got to hit more.
He's got to hit more dingers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this one's for Rebecca specifically, from Lauren Khaleesi. Do you think GG will switch up the lines in game four?
No.
That said, Rebecca, do you think GG will hit?
No. I was joking because you've been calling her GG the whole episode.
I'm the coach.
Oh, I
see. Pick that one up.
That one went right through.
All right. This one's actually from Cody, and I don't know if I should read this one. Do you remember what you wrote?
Yeah, let's pass. Okay. do you crack up when I just randomly will?
Yeah, I mean,
Do you know I do it? I like do it like once a month. I fuck with you and just
you and one of my best friends who you actually, Rebecca, you might know. Do you know Ben Lown at all? He's a little bit younger than you. Mm-mm. Went to Static, but Ben's from Orange County, and he sends in a question every week: are the Ducks going to win the Stanley Cup?
I love that. Good for him. He has hope.
Yeah, and we've never asked it on here before. Okay. No. Yeah. Yeah. Never. So Cody actually said to me that the Ducks were going to be better than the Devils this year, and he owes me $50 and won't pay up.
Okay, that's not true. Okay, it's kind of true.
It's fully true.
I offered to buy you a playoff hat yesterday. You fucked
that's
up.
That's true. Okay. I should have taken you up if I didn't know I wouldn't see my $50. All right,
$50.
No, it's okay. And this is the last one from D'Amico 77. How concerned should we be for Game 4? Just have a bad feeling the Rangers blew it.
That's dramatic as hell.
Yeah, it's not like it's Game 7. Like it's only 4.
Oh man, well, Rangers okay, let me ask this. Are just something.
Would you be more nervous if it was 2-1 Rangers in Jersey for Game 4? Are you less nervous that it's a home game?
Not necessarily. I'm not nervous. I don't think anyone should be nervous. We just have to like come to play tomorrow. If we lose badly tomorrow, then maybe start like biting the fingernails or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm right with you guys. We're up a game in a playoff series. We haven't been up a game in a playoff series outside of Tampa in like 5 years. Like,
yeah. And we beat them at their home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like relax, we're gonna be fine. We're gonna smash them tomorrow, and if we don't, it'll be okay. We're winning this series.
All right. So what are the predictions for Game 4? Give me final score and give me a first goal scorer or any time goal scorer.
Ooh, I think Zibanejad's gonna score tomorrow.
Uh huh. First, I think Hedl. I think Hedl's my pick.
All right, I like that.
Is it my turn?
No.
4-1 Rangers. 4-1 Rangers. The first goal of the game is going to be Keandre Miller.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is out of left field.
He randomly will all of a sudden like McDavid us and have this like crazy goal like once every like month and a half.
Yeah, I don't see that coming from him. No,
we're getting it. That's fine.
Cross-ice honestly, back game one. Just
honestly, when he does, Rebecca, gonna tweet at you.
Don't do it.
Don't even do it.
Yeah. Rebecca, do you have any like hot takes or anything that you want to share with us, like for the rest of this round or just going forward in the playoffs? Or who would be like your Ranger X factor, I guess, maybe?
I don't know.
Well, that's not going to help us.
Rebecca, if you could spend one day with a Rangers player on this current roster and go to a carnival.
Say that word again.
What?
How'd you say that?
I said, if you could spend one day with a Rangers player on this current roster.
What is that accent? Roster? I've never heard you say that before.
Roster.
Roster?
Roster.
Dude, roster.
Definitely roster.
Yeah,
roster.
You're an idiot, Johnny. No, you're an idiot. You're wrong. Right.
Roster.
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 Roster. All right.
Roster.
Continue. Bro, all right. It's my, first of all, it's my accent. Okay.
That's why I said, where's your, like, what? Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Anyways, I forgot what I was going to ask. I don't even want to ask it now. Forget
it. You literally asked the question.
Yeah. No, you didn't let me finish.
If you could spend a day with a Ranger on the current roster, who would it be?
And you literally just said roster. The same exact thing. But, okay. Anyways. If you could spend a player, if you could spend a day with a player
you're all fucked up now.
On the current team and go to a carnival with them and ride the Ferris wheel, yeah. Who would it be?
It's actually a question we ask a lot.
Okay, I was going to say, is it because like I'm a girl and we're asking like...
No, not at all.
No.
I picked off from here.
Normally I ask them if, you know, they'll if you could take a weed gummy with them, but I was going to leave that part out for you, but...
You know. Yeah, I like that. Thank you. I would go to a carnival with on the roster right now.
Yeah.
No, just simply Ferris wheel ride.
Oh, just a Ferris wheel.
And eat a candy apple together while you guys ride the Ferris wheel.
Honestly,
well, that's Paco.
I feel like he's so
yeah, but the language barrier, that'd be terrible.
Can he even drink yet? Are you just gonna be drinking like talking to him?
You didn't say we were going to the bar at the carnival. You said Ferris.
Well, I mean, I figure if you're riding the candy Ferris wheel, you want a beer.
And I need to see if you can bite the candy apple with this.
Oh, with the tooth? Yeah.
He'll lose all his teeth. Okay. All right. Pretty good answer.
So funny.
Pretty good answer. All right. We'll get it to you.
I would like never thank Kako.
I think he's so funny.
That's fair.
Who would you want me to pick? Who did you think
I say Lafreniere. Cody says Panarin usually.
I don't know. I was expecting you to come from left field, maybe say like Igor or something, but
no, maybe coach.
Okay, coach.
Yeah, yourself? Like, that's a little selfish.
I like that. That's funny.
Coach. Talk strategy.
Before we let you go, is there anything you want to plug, obviously, aside from like top line or Junior Ranger stuff? Do you want to plug your fashion shit? Do you have like a fashion like side company or something?
No, I would just say that. To give women's hockey a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And to like actually watch our sport and to support us and not just watch the PHF women's hockey, but to watch the World Games, USA Canada, like just support us and, you know, turn on the TV. Cause if you could turn the TV on for the Ranger game, you could probably turn the TV on for a women's game. So I would just say support us, ladies.
I'll support you, coach.
Thanks.
And the Rivs are still playing out of Aviator, right?
No. They're,
they're not in Aviator anymore?
So we're in the Devils practice arena.
Uh-huh.
And now they play out of American Dream.
Oh, really? Oh, the mall. Yeah. That's right. I knew that. Yeah.
So it's cool.
You would say, wow, super weird, but it's pretty cool.
No, that is cool.
Is that Newark, American Dream?
No, it's right Definitely next not. To MetLife.
MetLife's in Newark. It's in Rutherford. I'm an idiot.
Rutherford, jeez.
I'm literally a Jets fan, and I'm like Newark.
Yeah.
The Devils practice arena.
Yeah, I know. That's what threw me off.
Yeah. Is there a player to watch or to look out for in women's hockey? Who's your favorite player in women's hockey right now?
Myself. No, I'm just kidding.
Is Amanda Castle still playing?
Yeah, Amanda Castle is one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's unreal. I love her.
I see her
at Worlds last week.
She's sick.
Did you see how many goals she scored last week?
She's an animal. She's an animal. I support you guys. I'm building your brand. It's all I can do.
I would say though on the Canadian side, obviously Poulin. I went to be with her. Disgusting player.
She's gross. Yeah.
But Sarah Nurse is unreal.
Darnell says
she crushed it on TV.
Or wife?
Yeah, she crushes it just like all across platforms, off the ice, but on the ice, she is an unreal player to watch. It's actually like she's so skilled. It's crazy.
So what's coming up next for women's hockey? What's the thing to look out for?
I just think continuously growing our sport.
No, I mean like the actual, like, is there any other international event coming up?
Actually, Worlds wasn't last week. It was just a series, Canada-US series type thing, three-game series, I think. I don't even know. Probably just more Canadian-USA hockey type things, because that's really what's on TV right now, because seasons aren't, you know, they're coming in the fall. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's really it for us ladies.
All righty.
Are you still conditioning and like training, like if you could just like, I mean, I know obviously you're retired now, but let's say the Olympics came around and, you know, something like that, like could we see a return or, you know?
Probably not, to be honest. But I mean, when it comes to like, I'm trying to get in like.
Do you think people who retire from major league sports don't play in the Olympics, Johnny? Are you?
Yes.
No, wrong. Wrong.
Probably not the Olympics, but like, I mean, I'm still trying to get my invite to Chelsea Piers Men's League.
Oh, dude. We need.
I am waiting for my call up. Like, I don't know if
that's my team, Cody.
Lost in the mail.
I know. You send me clips.
Are you friends with Ali?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get in the group chat.
I'm dying to play.
I think we have a game on Thursday.
This would be my like coming back story.
Yeah, I missed the last three, so we can use a body for sure.
Yeah, I can make a difference for sure. Chelsea Pierce coming back out of retirement.
That'd be fun. I'm all for that. We meet Lineys.
I'll join you guys and I'll hit the links.
You literally suck at hockey.
It's fine.
You can faster go than live. You.
That's facts.
You can what be like. That?
I said faster than you.
That's no, I was asking Rebecca. I don't care what you said, Cody.
He could be like the announcer for Live Barn.
Yeah, Live Barn. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. But Rebecca, we want to thank you for coming on. And are you going to any Ranger games coming up? I think you said game four, right?
I mean, you don't my listen, dad's Johnny. Going tomorrow. I got to do some top line stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, knock on wood, I'm going to next round for sure.
Yeah, good shit. Well, we want to thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.